This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruchem haba and welcome everyone. Welcome to the new parak of Daf HaShavua, Maseches Ksubos, Daf Chof Tes Omer Aleph, the parak of Elul Naros. Now, the halacha is that if a Jewish man rapes a woman, he has to pay her a knas, a penalty of 50 shkalim. However, the knas seems to be only for a nara, and we'll see that there's a machloikis whether a knas goes if somebody rapes a ketana. Now, what are the ages of a katnos and naros? Well, a ketana is until one turns 12 years old. From 12 to 12 and a half is a ketana is until 12 years old. From 12 to 12 and a half is a nara. From 12 and a half and up is a boigeras. So says the Mishnah, Elu na'arois sheyesh lahen knas. The following naros have a knas. Now, Rashi says, a nara is determined to be a nara when she brings two pubic hairs until she reaches the age of boigeras, 6 months. A boigeras definitely does not have knas. So the following naros have a knas. Now we're going to see the naros mentioned in the Mishnah are women who you couldn't marry. The Torah says that when one rapes a woman, they're obligated to marry them. So you would think, well, if you can't marry them, then you should be exempt from knas. The chiddush of the Mishnah is you're not exempt from knas. What are the examples of naros that have a knas? Haba al hamamzeras. If somebody lives with a mamzeras, one cannot marry a mamzeras. Nevertheless, if somebody rapes a mamzeras, they have to pay a knas. Bial hanasina, or if somebody rapes a nasina. Nasina is one of the gevoinim, one of the kena'anim, which are usur b'kahal. Rashi says, David was goizer on the nasinim, like the Gemara says in Yevamos. And because Yehoshua made them Shoyave Mayim, they're called Nesinim. Now, Tosfos takes issue with Rashi. Rashi says David was Gozer on them, that they cannot come to the Kahal, and because of they have a status of Avadim. It's a Gzera of David. Rabbeinu Tam does not agree with that. The Gemara later on is Mashna that Nesinim are Asur Medaraisa, because the Gemara compares it to Mamzeros. So Tosfos learns that Nesinim are from the Kananim, and there's an Isser of Hischatnus Medairaisa. Tosfos says on the third white line, V'nirla Rabbeinu Tam, de Nesina Asura Dairaisa Mishum Lois Hischatin, which is the conclusion in Ha'arel, in Yevamos Ayin Vav. David was only Goizer that they're Avadim, but not to aser them b'vnois Yisrael. They're already aser b'vnois Yisrael because of lois tischatein. Okay. And v'al hakusis. And if somebody lives with a kusi are, Rashi learns, were gerei arayos. They were converted because of the pressure of lions, because they were attacked by lions, and they took that as a message from heaven. And Rashi learns they're the lav of lois tischatein bam. Kusis is a lav of lois tischatein bam. Tosfos points out that was the havamina in Yevamos, that there's an isser of hischatnus in them when they're goyim. But the maskana is that when they're goyim, that's not the isser of living with the kusis. The isser is when they converted. Tosfos says, to say they're gerei arayos, the Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Rabbeinu Meir does not agree with that, because then they're goyim, and goy does not have knas at all. So Tosfos learns that they're actually gerim, and that's why they have a knas. Be it as it may, if somebody lives with a kusis, there is a knas. Furthermore, the Mishnah continues, Haba al hagioras, one who lives with a woman who is converted. Now, a woman who is a ba'ula does not have a knas. So it's talking about someone who lives with a convert, vala shvuya, or a woman who is taken captive, vala shivcha, or on a maidservant, a woman who is a shivcha, provided that shaniftu, they were redeemed, v'shenesgayru, they were converted, v'shenestacharu, or they were freed, p'chutzos mivnoi shalosh shanim yamechad, less than 3 years and one day. So then we know that they're basula. So even though they were a goy, or they were a shvuya, or they were a shivcha, but they were freed and extricated from that status before they were three. So therefore, anything that happened to them, their basulim probably came back. Okay, now the Mishnah continues with the third group. The first group was someone who lived with mamzeres, nasina, akusis. Second group was habal, hagiyaris, shvuya, v'shivcha. And the third group is somebody who lived with chiyuve kares, haba ala choysei, one who lives with his sister. V'alachos aviv, or his father's sister. V'alachos imoy, or his mother's sister. V'alachos ishtoy, his wife's sister. V'al eshes achiv, or his brother's wife. Now, question, what do you mean his brother's wife? How did you live with your brother's wife? But she's not a basula then if she was your brother's wife. So there would be no knas. So Rashi says it was from Kedushin. And the brother didn't die, because if the brother died, she would fall to you in Yibam. But rather, he divorced her. V'al ishes achi aviv, or the wife of the brother of your father. Also from Kedushin. V'al ha-nida, if somebody lived with a nida, one who raped a nida. Yesh lahem knas, there is knas. But normally we say, these are all chayave krisos. And since they're chayavi krisos, they should pater the monetary payment. Afal pi shehin bi kares, even though you get kares, ein bahem misas bezdin. There is no misas bezdin. Okay. Even though there is kares, there is no misas bezdin. So only misas bezdin is going to pater you from mamain. But kares will not pater you from mamain. So now the Gemara makes the following diak. The Gemara says, "Hani na'arois psulais islhu knas ksheros loy." Only these disqualified women, you pay knas for raping them. But if they would be kosher women, you would not. I mean, these are not the only naras that have a knas. Women who are totally kosher also have knas. Says Gemara Hachi Kamra. This is what it means to say. Elu na'arois psulais sheish laham knas. The following disqualified women have a knas. And they are habal mamzeres on the sin of alakusis. But of course, kosher women also have a knas. The Gemara continues. Nara in ketanoloi. Only naros have a knas, but a minor does not have a knas. Mantana, which tana? Is the Mishnah. I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Meir, it's Rav Meir, the Tani Wilmington Abraisa. Ketana, mi bas yom echad, a ketana from one day old, v'ad shetavi shtei sarais, until she brings two hairs, yesh lo mecher, you could sell her, the father has the right to sell her, from one day old, until she is 12 years old, you could sell her ve'ein la knas, but there's no knas. Mishatavi shtei sarois, once she brings two hairs, v'yatcha tibager, until she becomes 12 and a half and becomes a bageras, yesh la knas, she has a knas, ve'ein la mechva, you can't sell her. So up till 12, has no knas, and you could sell her. After 12, has a knas, and you can't sell her. Divrei Rav Meir. This is the opinion of Rav Meir. So Rav Meir, Omer Rav Meir would say, "Kamakam sheish mecher ein knas." Whenever you could sell the woman up till 12, she doesn't get a knas. "V'chamakam sheish knas." Whenever there is a knas, ein mecher. There's no sale. So our Mishnah that says that a nara has knas as opposed to a ketana is going like Rav Meir. But the Chachamim say that there's knas from the time that she's 3 years old. Once she reaches the age that her bia is considered a bia, until she becomes a bagaris, yeshla knas, she has a knas. So the Gemara says, oh, she has a knas, and you can't sell a katana less than 12? Knas in mecharloi, she has a knas, you can't sell her? Says the Gemara, ema af knas b'maka mechar. The point is, certainly a 12-year-old that you can't sell has a knas, but even less than 12, there's a knas even though you could sell her. Okay, Rabbi, say that is Chavtes Amud Aleph. I wish you all a wonderful evening. Bracha v'hatzlacha. We'll see you tomorrow night for Chavtes Amud Beis, and then we'll see if we could get ahead a little bit, and maybe we'll do once over Chol Hamoed. We'll see how that works out. We'll see if we could get ahead. Okay. Thanks for joining, everyone. It's good to see those faces that are brave enough to show them. And have a wonderful night. Kol tov. Be well.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.